Can't millionaires and billionaires come to some kind of agreement?
By the way, good news yesterday, milestone in television, Versus got its 100th viewer.
Ooh, wow. Sorry, Bob. Sorry, Bob. I'm just...
What's that all about?
Man, he is all over you today, man.
First of all, we were talking about something that had nothing to do with that, and you just jump over.
Man.
Does it hurt?
Yeah, Bob, does it hurt?
Why would you... I was just curious. Why would you take a shot at Versus?
Because I was looking at the NHL playoffs and how little drama they have there. At
yeah,
the
they
stage
do, but
them, yeah.
You do realize the TV contract that was just signed.
Yeah.
Ooh. A very lucrative one.
Yeah.
Where they are paying the NHL for rights fees.
Right.
Way more than ever before.
Exactly right.
But exactly you think they're doing that with no viewers?
Well,
huh?
I have a hard time.
And fight night.
And they signed a contract with the UFC. And clearly that doesn't have any viewers
Just
either.
Tell Norm that everything is not a joke. This is Versus.
Yeah. Oh, what's that yellow flag on the
We're
on the
talking
ground?
About Versus.
Is Bob offside?
These are
no,
actual.
He's not. He is sticking up for
these are
truth
programmers
and
who are trying to get viewers. It's not a joke. These are humans.
Oh, Norm just kind of a. Lit a fire under Bob today.
This is arbitrary.
And here's a guy who just did a half hour on a horse race, okay? Come on.
The gloves are off right now.
Oh, why is Bob
right.
Man.
They don't even know if they win.
I'm sorry,
they just want grass and some clean water.
Carrots.
Yes.
To flop sorry, over to your side, I will tell you, I am looking forward to Everton and Millwall again.
They're not
somewhere.
In the same level.
They will be sometime.
Wow. Oh, this is a heavy-duty fight right here, man. This is awesome.
Talk about unprovoked. Dan's your enemy.
Dude,
in these
let me
mixes.
Ask you this: do you
all,
think
this all this on Bob, Follow Friday?
Do you think the move to Versus was a good one for the NHL?
Bob.
Has it worked out for them,
Bob?
Well, they didn't have any choice at the time.
That's true.
But now it's quite lucrative for the NHL. I forget what each team's getting, but it's way more than zero,
like $5.
No, it was
quite lucrative.
Yeah, let me look it up real fast since we've already wasted time on this.
Yeah,
yeah.
Well,
right.
Why stop now, right?
All right, why stop now?
Dun, 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 dun.
Pop.
Let's see.
Pop.
No, I'm talking to you, Bob.
Pop, pop, pop.
It's 10 years, $2
billion. So, $2
billion? So $200 million a season. Pop, pop, there are 30-some teams, 30 teams.
Six,
so
$7 million a year?
$6 or $7 million a year as opposed to zero. So
supposed to zero.
Certainly not the NFL contract.
Well, all they were doing over to ESPN was what? Sharing production costs and splitting if there were profit.
Right.
Yeah.
But now Versus is paying $2 billion.
Monetarily, that's not bad. How many people do they have watching them?
100, I thought you said.
Ooh,
did you report 100 earlier?
Yeah. Yeah.
Ooh,
yeah.
But that was at 9 o'clock this morning.
Yeah, they might be up to, what, 105 now, Norm?
Or 93.
Oh, this fight is just so delicious.
No, it's great when you see heavyweights.
Yeah,
no
yeah.
Longer in
you know what?
Really.
Pacquiao and Mosley, they're fighting tomorrow. This is the undercard. It's Sturm Hitzkus.
Well, I hope the proper horse wins for you tomorrow.
Oh, wow. Another uppercut.
Last shot.
Body blow. Yeah,
that was it. That was a
body blow.
No, I hope you realize that was a sincere thing.
That was,
and
I know
they're
it
trying
was.
To drive
that
away.
Was the
and
biggest it, body blow I've ever seen.
Yeah, no, that's sincere. I really
yeah,
hope so.
Yeah.
The proper
wins,
horse that's minding his own business just gets kicked in the gut and starts running real fast.
I hope he wins. And that's really sincere. Way to go, Bob.
Well, if humans can profiteer, I would prefer it be Norm.
Okay. Cheer for the eight. If you see the eight on the board on top, say, you know what?
I bet you a rich white guy just got richer.
That's Norm standing in the line to cash.
So what's my trifecta tomorrow?
Your trifecta is 8 over the 13 over the 11.
Okay.
Or 8 over the 11 over the 13.
Doesn't Norm give you a reason to watch the Kentucky Derby?
Root against his pick?
Well, for whatever reason. Some people will tune in to root for Norm and some against.
And as soon as the race is over, his phone rings.
I'm simply saying there's, I don't
Uncle
know.
Uncle T.O.
Like, what percentage chance do you have to watch the Derby tomorrow, Dan?
When's it on?
5.
Tomorrow?
I think the percentage chance was lower than I first thought. When's it on?
But we've been known to find pretty good audio off the Derby, so I would at least.
It's like 10 a.m. I'm not watching it.
No, it's 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
They'll have a pregame of about 3 or 4 hours.
Yeah,
and
Bob Costas is walking around talking to rich
You'll see Jordan.
People.
Yeah.
I don't know. Probably pretty low. 5 o'clock's a pretty busy time for me.
What are you doing?
But your girls Bethan. Like animals.
Huh?
They like horses.
Yeah, they just don't want to see them get hit.
Get shocked in the groin.
But you can so they run you faster. Can educate them that a jockey properly
giddy up
sharpens his spurs
using the whip isn't a whip, it's like a leather tongue depressor, and he hits the saddle cloth. He doesn't.
If we
hit the
get
horse.
Into this conversation, then it's going to turn into Dan against Norm. I like Dan.
Right. Yeah, I do like Norm and Bob.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, Bob versus Norm.
Yeah. Oh wow.
Ooh,
that's some symmetry right there,
that's
Bob.
The way to end.
Yeah.
The pun.
That's on the high.
See you later. CK Dallas Fort Worth.